KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. It's been a little while since we've had our next guest on KLYT. Actually, I think the last time that Ronna Jordan was on, the founder and president of Houses with Hope, we were operating this show on a different frequency at 107.1 FM. But of course, the show's moved over to 88.3 FM KLYT. And Ronna Jordan, welcome back in.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
You've been busy since you've been away.
Oh yes, always very, very busy.
We need to have you back sooner.
Okay, good, good. I would love that. Thank you.
Now, for those unfamiliar with Houses with Hope, if you'd kind of walk us through as much as you'd like, as pertinent to your story, and then how you connected or founded. Mm-hmm. Houses with Hope.
Thank you. I remember in the 90s, beginning to read about so much about AIDS in Africa and orphans, how it was destroying that continent and the collateral damage of the children, 100 million orphans. I knew I wanted to do something. I didn't know what. Then in the year 2000, my oldest daughter, Shauna, went, to Africa, came home. First words out of her mouth was, "We got to do something about the orphans." So, the next thing I know, I'm getting off of an airplane in Nairobi, Kenya with 15 volunteers from the United States to work in the slums of Nairobi, with orphans.
Now, how'd you gather up 15 volunteers?
Oh, you just say, we're going to Africa to help orphans, and it's great that so many people wanted to help.
Yeah.
So I continued doing that for 10 years. And then in the year 2010, one of the members on one of our teams wanted to build something. And so we were put in touch with a man by the name of Jared O'Kello. And
now, this is 10 years in?
Yeah, 10 years in.
Okay.
Yeah. So 10 years working with orphans in the slums of Nairobi. Then we were introduced whenever a team member wanted to build something, we were introduced to a man by the name of Jared O'Kello, who following the 2007 and 8 violence in Kenya, and that happened as a result of a botched election, really, where a dictator wouldn't step down, civil war broke out, and about 600,000 people were displaced from their homes. So he wanted to begin building homes for that reason, and so our team member wanted to build something, so we went down and built a home in the western part of Kenya. And it was such a remarkable experience. In one day's time, the villagers joined with our U.S. volunteers, and we built a home for at a cost of only $400.
Many hands make light work.
Yes, yes. And so at a cost of only $400, one day's time, at the end of the day, which is really, it only takes 6 hours, so about 3 o'clock, we dedicate the house, and we share the gospel. People come to know the Lord. Then that house becomes a house church.
Yeah.
So incredible. So after several years of doing that, we changed our name to Houses with Hope and really steered our ship to that ministry. And since that time, we have built about 6,000 homes, the majority of which have become house churches.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen over 30,000 people come to Christ. So it's amazing. I've never seen, I've been in mission work all of my life, really seen a mission dollar go that far. So we've been very, very blessed to be able to do that and to continue work and start so many house churches. Many of them have become community churches in those villages. So, to meet a humanitarian need as well as a spiritual need, kind of, we follow the example of the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus met a humanitarian need and then he taught them. So we meet a humanitarian need, but we also start churches. So incredible, incredible thing to get to be a part of.
Now, I want to try to, I'm trying to listen to this and look at it through the eyes of a listener who's never been to Kenya, let alone a third world part of the globe.
Right.
And when you say $400,
right.
Okay, now most of us understand probably $400 from here goes a lot farther than $400, you know,
over there yes.
than it
absolutely.
Does here. And I want you to describe the home or
okay.
the house that ends up being there and preface that with listener, realize these are people with nothing.
Absolutely.
And to them, they're not just getting a house. To them, they're probably getting a mansion.
You know, it's really interesting. The average cost of a U.S. house is about $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so to think that somebody, you could do that is really a miracle. One of the things is that the villagers donate the land. They don't have any money, but land is passed down ancestrally, so they do have that. So they donate the land, which is a huge thing to us. Now, it is a very simple mud house.
Now, someone in the village donates land for someone in their family, for themselves?
Someone in their village, then, okay. to have that home.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Wow.
It's a huge gift. That piece of land would probably cost $20,000. We couldn't do the $400 right. house without that land. So it is a very simple African house with, you know, mud and wood. Where the $400 is we put on a metal roof. And what the metal roof does is really keeps the house then intact for many, many years versus the traditional grass thatch roof, which catches on fire, which leaks. So you're hard-pressed now to go to Western Kenya and find someone who doesn't have a metal roof. That's how impactful this has been. So, yes, it's just a simple two-room a house with a sitting area and a sleeping area, but it means as much to them as
yeah.
somebody in the U.S. with a $400,000 home.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue to visit with Ronna Jordan with Houses with Hope, and we want to give you an opportunity to come alongside what they're doing. We'll hop into some of those details in just a few minutes after the break on ABQ Connect.
Skip Heitzig left Southern California in 1982 to head for the desert of New Mexico. The goal was starting a Bible study in Albuquerque. Let's just say it worked out okay.
So I'm moving two states away, going back east, going to New Mexico. And I think it was in a place in the Jesus movement where that was not unusual. And I thought, I'm going to go out here, spend a few months, maybe a year, and see if the Lord's going to do anything at all.
40 years later, Skip is celebrating the great things God has done. To invite you into the celebration, we're offering our radio friends a free copy of Skip's book, You Can Understand the Book of Genesis. No cost, no obligation, just a way to say, wow, what the Lord has done. From Calvary, Albuquerque. Order your free book by Skip Heitzig by calling 1-800-922-1888 or go to connectwithskip.com. Get your free copy of You Can Understand the Book of Genesis by calling 1-800-922-1888 or go to connectwithskip.com.
Classical education is just such a beautiful way to grow our students closer to the Lord, to love to learn, and to love Christ.
Our family has really loved the enrichment of our lives through story, getting to enjoy reading again.
One of the things that I love about working at Oak Grove is the fact we ourselves teach students to delight in wonder, and we ourselves delight in wonder.
And I like the classical education model because I get to read classic books from centuries back.
I like the classical aspect because we get to study rhetoric using texts from Plato and Aristotle. It's really applicable.
And I love teaching classical education because it allows the students to dig deeply into ideas that they normally wouldn't get a chance to. And I love every bit of my job.
OakGroveClassical.com.
I'm Kelly, your teacher's assistant for Bible School of the Air.
The Bible and the information contained within is of primary importance and deserves our undivided attention. With all of the bad news, fake news, and biased news we consume on a daily basis, it's critical for us to consume the good news that only comes from the pages of Scripture. In addition to the daily lineup of quality Bible teachers heard on KLYT, we also purpose to create an atmosphere of learning while growing in our relationship with God. Each Saturday, starting at noon, KLYT provides verse-by-verse teaching from Chuck Smith, Chuck Missler, and Skip Heitzig. Classes wrap up in final during a Q&A session with Scott Richards. I'll look forward to you joining me Saturdays from noon to 4 during Bible School of the Air here on KLYT. It's tuition-free. Every week is a great week to start. You'll be glad you did.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
The professor guiding us in the advanced thoughtology course we're about to take will be the Apostle Paul. His writings will teach us the biblical way to win the battle in our minds. Incredible as it is to consider, Paul wrote some of his teachings while in prison. And yes, his door was actually locked. Yet, even though his body was behind bars, Paul's mind was still free. How? He had taken his thoughts captive long before he entered a jail cell. He knew two truths that we also need to know. Number one, the battle for your life is won or lost in your mind. Number two, your thoughts will control you, so you have to control your thoughts.
That was Craig Groeschel with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
A French poet once said, a brother is a friend given by nature. Well, what if the brother was given by marriage?
For Family Life Blended, here's Ron Deal.
Millions of Americans have a half-sibling or step-sibling, and like full siblings, the ties that bind vary from close to distant. But there are some things parents and step-parents can do to foster stronger bonds between half and step-siblings. Initially, help kids come together around common interests. Time spent playing a game, having a conversation, or attending and cheering for one another's extracurricular activities all make for a good start. But eventually, they'll have to figure their relationship out and take it from there. In the meantime, you can encourage them to love each other by loving all of them. Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We're talking today with Ronna Jordan. She's the founder and president of Houses with Hope. Houseswithhope.org, by the way, is that
right?
Yes,
yes.
It's a great way to get more information about what you're hearing today. We already heard some of Ronna's story and how a trip to Africa eventually, actually after years, turned into Houses with Hope. And we've heard about raising a house in a day for $400 that will house a family there, a place of protection, and turn into a church that is a place that people can learn more about Jesus or hear about him for the very first time. Now, those are some of the past projects. Is that pretty much the currently what's going on? Is there something new that has been added?
Well, thank you. Of course, we continue to do the $400 house, and it's such an amazing thing. You know, here at the holidays, you think of going home for the holidays, and what a beautiful thing. And you can build a house if you want to give something. Go to our website and you can be a part of that. It's giving, particularly this time of year where we work is it's a rainy season. We have so much needs, but moving along
below the equator.
It's right at the equator.
Okay,
we're right at the equator.
And
yeah,
is the rainy now? I know in the Western Hemisphere, rainy season. Well, there's actually a little bit of a break maybe in January. Is that the case there?
Well, yes. We have two in Kenya about this time of year, November, December, and another one like April and May, two rainy seasons. So we're coming up on one where – so we have a great need for those homes. But Moving on, another thing that we've are involved in is water projects. You know, water really is the issue in third world countries, yeah. And it everything is affected. Your health, education is affected, the economy is affected. So we also do water projects where we do the houses as a place where there hasn't been water since the beginning of time. So water is a huge thing. We do water projects. Also, particularly where we live, there's a area where you'll see signs all over the place, Sex for Water. Mm. And these girls and women who are tasked with the job of hauling water in that culture many times are prevented from doing so unless they do favors for men that prey on them. So water is a huge thing that we're working on in as well. Another thing that happened about a year or so ago, when I was in Kenya, I got COVID and almost died. And when I got to the hospital with the last room, I think, in the country, there was a man there, a doctor who got on my case, and he was the lead doctor, and they got some medical team together. But long story, he had a real desire and vision to start a hospital in Kenya, in an area where people lacked access to medical care. So after I was released from the hospital, he made house calls and to our mission house there, got to know him and his wife very, very well, and found out about their vision to start a hospital. So we have partnered with them now to start Emmanuel Community Hospital in Nairobi.
Hospitals with Hope Now.
Yes, that's right. And it's in an area of 500,000 people. That'd be the size of the Albuquerque area.
Easily. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah. No hospital.
Yeah.
And so we've been able to start that. And we're needing, of course, more equipment and different
and
things
professionals.
Like professionals. And professionals and people to go and to help us. So that's a new ministry that we're doing. And very, very excited about that.
Now, are you hoping to recruit professionals from here? Can they work in a hospital there?
Yes. So we need volunteers to go and to work in our hospital in any capacity, whether, you know, doctor or nurses. And so that brings up a point about volunteer missions work. And we continue to do that. We've taken hundreds of volunteers to go build the houses, and we still do that. And people are so changed by that experience. But also now, we're taking people who are getting names of people who are interested to go and do this medical missions as well at our hospital. So, very excited about that, because again, the way, you know, so much impact for 500,000 people, to be able to help on a humanitarian level, but also it's a Christian hospital, and being able to share Christ with those people is really going to be an impactful thing as well.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit off the air, and I think it'd be important for us to share with that listener who's never participated. Maybe they've supported short term or long term missions, but they never actually went.
Yes.
Tell me, you know, what would you tell someone who's never participated in a short-term mission trip?
Well, you know, it's not for everyone. Not everyone's called to do that. But if you are, it really will change your life. You know, we, without fail, when we have teams that go over, volunteers, they always say the same thing. I came over here to help people, but I was the one who got the most out of it. I was the most blessed by doing it.
And I will testify to that. We were talking off the air. I won't go into details about the trip I went on. A couple trips. But yeah.
It changes you.
Yeah. You go to serve someone and you come home blessed by them.
Oh, by them. Oh, you know, and that is so true with our beautiful people in the village. They're so humble. They're so thankful. And working with them alongside of our volunteers is such a blessing. What we learn from them, their Christ-likeness in the midst of terrible suffering. You know, they don't know if they're going to eat tomorrow. Many of them are going to lose children to a mosquito bite. and their faith is so strong, and their prayer life is so strong. And we just learned so much from them and are so blessed, and so blessed by what God does in those mission trips. So I really would encourage people to consider going on a short-term volunteer mission.
Now, for those that money isn't an issue, maybe we just addressed whatever might be keeping them from doing that. But speak to the person who's saying, I just can't see how I could afford to do that.
That's really an interesting thing that you just brought up, because it always comes up, you know, where's the money going to come from? And I can tell you 100% of the time, if God calls you to go, it will come.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it not happen. So you take money out of the equation and you only ask yourself, does God want me to go? Now, I'll just give you a very practical thing that we do. And most of the people raise their support by just sending out a letter to their family and friends. Here, I've got this opportunity to go. And if you can help, then, you know, here's a return envelope. And that really is where most people get their way to go. So just from a practical standpoint, but going back to the spiritual standpoint of if God, you know, guides, God provides.
There you go. Someone had once told me, I think Chuck Smith, regularly said that, and I never heard him say it, but I believe it's true.
It was probably came from him where I heard it.
Where God guides, God provides. If you're concerned about the cost of going on a trip like that, pray about it. Mm-hmm. Ask others if they'd be interested in assisting financially, work towards that. You never know what God's going to do. We've been in studio with Rhonna Jordan. She's the founder and president of Houses with Hope. Rhonna, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
And you go to houseswithhope.org to find out more. Rhonna, we'll get you back in, okay?
Hey, thank you.
All right. Have a great afternoon, and join us again tomorrow, 1 o'clock, on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.